This morning we're joined by Ashley Fell, Director of Advisory at McKindle Research, to tell us a little bit more about it. Ashley, good morning. How's it going?
Hi, Jared. Well, thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thank you. So I guess first off, Ashley, are you about to tell me that young people don't want to engage with traditional Christmas Day stuff, like, I don't know, being woken up too early by cousins or siblings, possibly after a couple of extra two drinks, parents in the kitchen stressing out, likely mere seconds away from yelling at you, and, I don't know, borderline estranged family members drunk by 2 p.m. Is that something that young people don't want to engage in? Because that would be crazy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the research that Adrenaline commissioned and that we were able to conduct was so fascinating. And you're exactly right. And it's probably not surprising after that intro that you painted that 92% of young Aussies are seeking out sort of fun and out of the ordinary experiences rather than that, yeah, family orientated Christmas Day, somewhat stressful experience this year.
92%. Is that seeking out or is that actually going to do it? Because it's fair enough to talk the talk, but are these young people actually going to go and do it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's yet to be seen. And I mean, we all know the family pressure and that in the theory, you're like, yeah, it'll be fine if I don't rock up, no problem. But then the family expectations can weigh us down. But it's still fascinating that so many are just interested, especially on the whole Christmas Day aspect, not just what I want for Christmas, but actually, going out and doing something adventurous rather than the traditional Christmas lunch.
Sure. You would imagine probably COVID has influenced this to a point where people have been stuck inside kind of all year, possibly still maybe not being able to travel home or being slightly more apprehensive to do so. Is that a factor?
Yeah, I think it definitely does play into it. And 92% is a really large percentage, a lot higher than we often see. And I think that is because, especially for these young generations, the Gen Z and the Gen Ys, who might even still live at home, some of them, and they see their family a lot and they have not been able to do so many things that are normally a rite of passage for those in their 20s and 30s, like travel, like go out and see friends. And so, Christmas time this year, they're just like, let's throw out tradition, let's do something fun, let's do something crazy and make the memories and experiences that many of us haven't actually been able to do for the better part of the last 2 years.
Sure. Has this been a trend, I don't know, for some time, maybe over the last 10 years we've seen, I don't know, a small portion of young people think, okay, I'm not going to do this, I'm going to go for a hike or I'm going to do such. Because I even know in my friendship circle, by about, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the last couple of years, that's when we get together and possibly have a couple of drinks and maybe even something to eat. Whereas, I don't know, 5 years previous, granted, I was kind of, I don't know, a little bit younger and still at school, but I certainly wasn't leaving the house at risk of a cold shoulder from mum. Is that, I don't know, is that something that we've seen?
Yeah, I think so. And it's also life stage. I think like we're talking about this current generation of Gen Z and Gen Y, like I said, who are in their 20s and 30s. They may not have kids yet. They may not have those responsibilities. It is that life stage where you've come out of maybe those high school years, like you mentioned, where there are those family obligations and you've got your independence and you've got this pretty unique time in life with a bit more disposable income, not many financial commitments to go, I'm in control of my finances and what I want to do before, maybe kids and the mortgage come along in the next few decades for them. So, they're experimenting and at Christmas time, which is hopefully going to be well received by the rest of the family.
Sure. And I suppose partners probably play a factor because once, I don't know, if you're kind of in your mid-20s, maybe late 20s into your early 30s, it's likely you might have a kind of a partner there that's a pretty serious relationship. So that in and of itself means, I've got to divide the time between my family and their family and stuff. And that just opens up avenues, I would imagine.
Yeah, it does. It is a pretty big administrative exercise to try and see everyone's family and please everyone at Christmas time and on Christmas Day. So it makes sense that some people are saying, look, let's just abandon it maybe for a year or two or alternate with what we do each year and get creative and go out and do some adrenaline inspired things.
Sure. What are you going to get up to this Christmas? Are you going to be one of those that's going to risk, I don't know, being in trouble with mum and dad or the family to get out and do something fun?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a little bit inspired actually by this research. I have jumped out of a plane before. I never thought I'd do that. I have done it. It was incredible. So look, I could be persuaded, but I am got a lot of nieces and nephews, and I think they just make Christmas a lot of fun. So be spending a fair bit of time with them, I think, and watching them enjoy the joy of Christmas. So
sure thing. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Ashley.
Thanks, Jared.
Alrighty, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too.